All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more calm, control, and a whole lot of courage. Today we're diving headfirst into something that probably haunts most of us at some point. Fear. Ever felt like it was this invisible hand holding you back? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing just thinking about public speaking or meeting new people. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Fear doesn't have to rule the roost. We can actually use it as a launchpad for building confidence and unleashing our true potential. It sounds crazy, right? Like trying to turn a lion into your cuddle buddy. But trust me, with a little stoic wisdom and a dash of Dylan Brooks' real talk, we can totally do this. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you slay those fears and build unshakable confidence. First up, recognize that fear is a liar. Seriously, it's the master manipulator, blowing things way out of proportion. It convinces you that every awkward moment is a disaster waiting to happen, that every new experience is a trap set for failure. But here's the truth. Most of the time, those dreaded situations turn out to be nothing more than a mild inconvenience, or even something enjoyable. So next time fear tries to pull the wool over your eyes, call it out. Say, fear, you're exaggerating again. This isn't as scary as you make it seem. Second, face your fears head on. I know, easier said than done, right? But here's the thing. Avoidance only keeps fear alive and well. It's like trying to solve a math problem by ignoring it, the answer just won't magically appear. So start small. If public speaking terrifies you, try talking in front of a mirror or joining a Toastmasters club. Want to be more confident in social situations? Strike up a conversation with a barista or ask someone about their day at the grocery store. Each time you push yourself outside your comfort zone, you're chipping away at fear and building confidence muscles, there to reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing challenges as threats, see them as opportunities for growth. Think about it like this. Every time you overcome a fear, you gain valuable experience and resilience. You learn new things about yourself, discover hidden strengths, and build a sense of accomplishment that radiates confidence. Fourth, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? What kind of person do you want to be? When you align your actions with your values, you feel more grounded and confident in your decisions. It's like having an internal compass guiding you through life's choppy waters. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and setbacks are a natural part of the journey. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Think about that time you really wanted to try something new but fear held you back. Maybe it was auditioning for a play, starting a blog, or asking someone out on a date. You probably imagined all sorts of worst-case scenarios. Embarrassing yourself, getting rejected, looking foolish. But what if I told you that even if things didn't go perfectly, the courage to try in the first place would have been worth it? See, fear isn't always about avoiding pain. Sometimes it's about missing out on incredible opportunities. By taking that leap of faith, even when you feel hesitant, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities and experiences that can enrich your life beyond measure. So remember, folks, courage isn't the absence of fear, but the decision to act despite it. It's about embracing the unknown, stepping outside your comfort zone, and knowing that even if things don't go exactly as planned, you'll be stronger and wiser for the experience. Now go out there, take a chance, and show fear who's boss. And remember, sharing is caring. If this episode resonated with you, spread the stoic love by sharing it with your friends and family. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps us reach more awesome people like you. Until next time, stay calm, build confidence, and never stop embracing the journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.